everyone. Welcome to Buzzing About Romance. I am Becky, and joining me for this episode is Leah. Hi, Leah.
Hi, everybody.
And this is kind of, I'm so excited because joining us.
This is our moment right here. This is our moment.
This is a moment. Like, first of all, I've been calling it the hour of chaos because you both are like so much fun. And I just know this is going to be a great conversation tonight. We are super excited to be joined by author Erin Nicholas. Welcome, Erin.
Thank you.
And Krista Sandor. Welcome, Krista.
Hello. It's always good to be here.
Well, and when I was like, Leah, well, so I'm in the line of totality for the eclipse. And on
Monday. You haven't invited us over, like brunch and like all the drinks. And
come on over. I'm going to be on the porch drunk because
the house is open.
The cloud cover apparently is going to be really bad south of us. So they're expecting something like 300,000 people in our little county over the weekend. God. Yeah.
Wow.
Well, so Erie is in the line of totality. Hotel rooms are going for like $800 a night.
Lake Erie?
Yeah. Lake Erie, Erie, PA. Erie, PA.
Like just the town of Erie.
Used to vacation. So Lee and I were born at the same hospital in Pennsylvania. Near.
That's random, right?
What is random?
Yeah, but that's awesome.
But not too far from Lake Erie, right?
It's like an hour.
Yeah.
I want to know how many eclipse romances are going to be coming out in like.
I want it because honestly,
one bed stuck because there's 300,000 people in this tiny little town.
Okay, but wait.
One pair of solar glasses.
They have to share. That's their meet cute. Like,
and
they
he's like he's protective. Like, don't look straight at the sun.
Right. But I have to.
Can I just tell? So I told my son's sixth grade that I would get the solar glasses for them. And I swear to God, if that's not the Amazon man right up there, I'm having a heart attack. Like it's Monday,
hasn't shown up.
Right?
Yeah. It's my, yeah.
Well, it's so funny because the county south of us that also is going to have totality. They sent out this sheriff's notice today that reads like the apocalypse is coming. Like it's the purge, like bar your shed, lock your doors, block off your driveway, have your pitchforks ready. Like it was bonkers. And at first I thought it was a joke because I went reading and I thought for sure this is going to say do not buy houseplants before, after, or during the eclipse as in a reference to Little Shop of Horrors, right?
And they didn't put that in, and that's a real miss. Now I'm disappointed.
Yeah, but it was actually the like sheriff thing was real. Like people were like real.
Yeah,
and I'm like, but you didn't put anything about houseplants, and now it's not funny.
No, it's not funny. Earthquake today. I'm such a dick. So the earthquake today happened, you know, and my readers are all like checking in, like, we're fine. And I was like, I'm sitting over here going, and then there's going to be an eclipse. Like, is anybody else like?
We had flooding. Leah had flooding earlier this week.
On Wednesday, like my town, like, so we're right by a creek and I could see the creek from inside of my house.
Oh,
I shouldn't see the creek from inside of my house.
But it didn't get in the house.
It did not come into my house. I have neighbors who had water in their houses. But yeah, it was bad.
So guys, I am battening down to like write my butt off this weekend. Okay. I have a book due Tuesday because my editor wants to watch the eclipse on Monday. So don't send it to me Monday. I look at it till Tuesday.
There's an extra day.
I'm going to be so mad if the world ends Monday because I'll have wasted my weekend.
So I jokingly said to Mike, I said, are there bugs this year? Like if you're hitting like all the seven.
The cicadas or not?
No, it is cicada line X. It's going to be a big summer for line X cicadas, whatever that means.
I'm going to die. Yeah. No, and we've got like, so all of a sudden, and I'm in Colorado and not like totally wooded, but wooded enough. We've got a coyote like with mange, so it's like all like and it's slow and it'll just like come out and I'll be like walking my dogs on this trail and I'll see the coyote, it's like and we're just like and then like, I just run the other way. We run. It's probably the wrong. I think I'm supposed to go away or something.
I think that's for bears.
That's bears. Yeah.
That's bears.
I think I would know that.
I think running is okay. That feels like the right instinct.
I mean, can you outrun a coyote though?
I don't
How
have
fast does a coyote
me or
go?
in general.
No, I'm saying in general, I cannot.
No.
I only run if something is chasing me.
Well, yes. Yeah, well, yeah, and I was scared because this is the same coyote. Did I ever tell you about how I ate part of a rotisserie chicken in my lap and then I got it on myself? And then I went to check the mail and then there was the coyote and I smelled like rotisserie. Like I was terrified. Anyway, I'm
Are you
fine.
sure this isn't your fated mate? Just,
I
I mean,
wait, would your
he's
fated
like,
mate
I
have
really.
mange though?
I mean, that's
No, I don't
fair.
think your fated mate would have mage. Although you might have to heal him. Like the
Well,
mating would heal him.
yeah. Or if you let him get close enough, the fated mate would come save you. Maybe
You're
that's.
gonna hear a story about a girl that gets mauled in Colorado. I'll be like all
I
bandaged.
mean, there's a
She'll be like,
book
it's
for
Sarah
that.
Nicholas's fault. The note in her hand says Sarah Nicholas's fault.
It's our fault because we introduced you and then you like, I don't know.
I don't know if
Seven
the world
minutes
is ready
in.
for this introduction.
I don't know. So we are so excited you guys are here tonight. So join us as we peek behind the scenes into the creative process, discussing how writing is going for Krista and Aaron. We'll delve into the intricacies of point of view and romance narratives. Plus, we'll shine a spotlight on the allure of open door romances, exploring what makes them so captivating for readers and authors alike. So whether you're a seasoned romance enthusiast or just dipping your toes into the genre, get ready to be swept away by the magic of love stories and the talented authors who bring them to life. Let's start buzzing about romance. Howdy do, Leah.
That's a good one.
That was a good one.
Very
Yeah.
good. I think I
Thank you.
should have looked at that
Applause, buddy.
document before.
So no, so the first time Becky did this intro, like
I've
no
been writing
joke,
these really intricate intros.
like
I know.
elaborate, flowery, like all the adjectives known to man.
I liked the one about song lyrics. That was quite
I could
lyrical.
not keep a straight face
Lyrical.
the entire time. Like I was like holding it in.
She was a
Like
mess.
tears were happening, but she keeps doing it, and I love it
Do.
so
It's
much.
so good. It's
It
so
is so
good.
good.
It's
It
just
is so good.
fun. It's fun, right?
Well, it takes our ridiculousness to a whole new level.
We gotta keep it spicy. We're live now, guys. Like we are recording live. Like we're
Right.
YouTube famous.
I mean, I know. I know. I know who I'm with.
Leah's like, we're not. We're
I
not.
mean, we can pretend. So my oldest, like I
I
was like, yeah, I have to go record. He's like, are you proud that like you're on YouTube? I'm like,
Wow.
yes.
Yes.
He's like, do people know who you are? I'm like, no.
Kids keep you humble, man.
I
Dang.
know.
They're
I mean,
I was
thanks,
out to
kid.
dinner and the waitress and we were with like friends and not friends that we like do a whole lot with like a work friend of my husband's and his wife. Nice people. Anyways, the waitress looks at me and she's like, "You look like someone I know." And I'm like, "A romance author?" She's like, "No, my sister's blah blah blah." It's like,
Wait, they
Like,
didn't
never
catch
mind.
you on the TikTok with your amazing,
Oh,
hilarious. I bought leg warmers because of you, Krista. You influenced me to buy leg warmers.
listen, those will do, those are making their way into a book because those will do a whole lot for your marriage. I'm just telling you right now. Leg warmers, cute
I just
little
love the fact you
shorts.
make the boys video your dances.
They don't even, they're so over me. Because I told you, this is the agreement. Once I am dead and they get the rights to all my books, they're going to rewrite all the endings to a ninja fight. So until then, they're going to do whatever I ask them to do. So I know.
The allure of a ninja fight is
You
pretty
do
tempting.
feed them and clothe them also, so.
Right. Birth them. I mean, the whole reason that when I run from that coyote and I pee myself is their fault. So, like,
Exactly. And they love to be reminded of things like that.
I
I've
know.
found.
Yeah.
Oh, Sneezing is not an easy task once you hit
no,
that point.
sneezing is a whole art form. Sneezing is a brace. Sneezing is like a, it's like a core activity.
And you think of their names every time.
It's like, William.
It is so true, though. It's, I mean, you have to be careful where you sneeze too. Make sure you got your legs crossed and doing the
It's
right
not.
things. And
It's
oh,
yeah.
all sorts of thing.
It's like an art form.
Yeah. It's an art form, like sneezing, menopause. It's all these things no one ever really talks about.
I really thought I was past hot flashes, but they have circled back in the last month.
Oh.
And we were in the store a couple weeks ago, and like I was a sweaty, hot mess.
You just pretend you came from the gym. You're like, oh, that was a sure. Oh, what a way. Gym class was major today.
Yeah, because when you look at me, the first thing you think is, oh, yeah, that lady went to swim class. Same. Not that she didn't eat at the buffet.
That's why when you're picking up the donuts, also, you don't have to feel guilty then. I was at swim class earlier.
I've hit the point where I'm always cold.
Oh.
Like, no matter what. And honestly, like, I was talking to my mom, like, at Easter. And I was like, I've hit that point in my life where I am you when you were 40. And yeah. She's like, yeah, I'm totally going to make fun of you for it now. I'm like, thanks. But I did that to you, so I deserve it.
Sorry. Dude. Yeah. What are you going to do?
Okay. So we got some questions because I'm curious. We were having a discussion today, and this actually kind of works a little bit because, Erin Nicholas, you recently just launched a new pen name.
Yeah.
You did.
Yeah, a couple of them.
So,
which is why I don't know what
that
week is.
There was not a lot of confidence in that, yeah.
Right.
No, I'm like, telling you, my brain is not yet wired for this. I'm hoping it'll get there.
It'll get there. So we were recently talking about, you know, first of all, we need to say that here at Buzzing About Romance, authors do not owe us readers anything. You give us a story. We love it. If you write something different that's not in the series we thought we were going to get, that's cool. We'll read that too. We don't have any opinion about that, but here is a thought, and I'm curious what you two think. So if an author is going to change how they're writing, because we're seeing this happen a little bit. Mm-hmm. Example, Vi Keeland, she is writing a thriller that's going to be trad pub under the name Vi Keeland. There is no romance in it. It's a thriller. Serena Bowen has a trad pub book coming out that is, again, a thriller. But no romance. It'll have romantic elements, but it is not an HEA romance under the name Serena Bowen. So if an author has a following, so like obviously Vi, we know, writes typically cocky, over-the-top heroes. It's probably medium spice. They're not super spicy books.
But definitely open door.
Open door.
Yeah, open door. Like four out of five. Yeah.
So for her readers who could potentially pick up this thriller and they're sad and disappointed because, wait, this isn't a Vi Keeland book. What am I reading?
Right.
As an author, how do you handle that? How do you help? Because, Erin, you recently made the choice to use a new pen name because you were going from writing in third person to writing in first person and trying something new. So you thought, I need to change my pen name just to kind of help educate people.
And you know, what drove that for me is being a reader, because if I picked up, because I am actually a fan of Vi Keeland, and here I didn't know she was doing thriller. I'm going to call this the Freida McFadden effect, I'm going to assume, is where a lot of this is coming from, right?
Sure, thrillers and suspense for the next year, telling you.
Mm-hmm. Right, but I am not a thriller reader. I'm just not. And so if I pick that book up, now I am a blurb reader though, so I'm not that reader who just picks stuff up without reading the blurb. So I would assume that now, but I would be disappointed. And so that's why I did that, because I want to be very sure that not only are the people picking this book up, they know what they're getting, but if they want to go to the backlist, they're not going to go to the backlist and go, what the hell is this? I wanted this thing. Like, so somebody who picks up a thriller, right, they want more of that because I'm sure it's going to be amazing. They're not going to be able to find any more of that for a while. Yeah. So you wanted
that clear separation.
Yeah. So I obviously, personally, that's how I feel I would have handled it. Although I'm guessing too, if they're doing it trad, those publishers wanted their names.
Sure. So. Of course we're selling, but we are seeing this a little bit in indie authors. Like recently Claire Kingsley has pulled back her spice level. It is almost fade to black. It's not quite fully closed door, but it definitely is fade to black. And I know that some of her readers are really upset about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, she's been getting a lot of kickback.
Becky, we were just talking about At the Lake.
Oh, Vi Keeland's?
Yeah.
What happened at the lake?
What happened at the lake?
Yeah. Remember, because I messaged you, because that was one. I haven't read her in a long time, and it's been a couple years. And I message you and say, like, the spice was less, right?
Yeah.
Like, because I was like, am I not remembering older?
Right.
You know, I mean, you just.
Yeah.
It's just interesting because. I feel like some people are turning that back a little bit.
And I think so too. And I wonder a little bit, because the conversation's been happening again on Book Talk. You know, the accusatory is all anything women read is porn. And I do think that that is a direct result of the use of the word smut.
I do
because,
too.
Again, if you say and call this smut, people hear that in the world and they don't understand that you're proud and lifting it up. They hear smut and think pornography. So you, by using that word, you're creating some of the disconnect, but we're also seeing these cartoon covers are creating problems.
I can't tell you what a battle it is in my head between those, because readers will tell me, like, I just did this thing, I'm like, which, this or this, and people are like, oh, I hate this. You know, I think it was like I made a, like this guy, and people are like, oh, yeah. I mean, it was, I kind of went and had like a little moment at the Starbucks drive. I was like, they hate everything I did. But that's all you see when you walk in to Barnes and like, it's really, it's like, is that what people want or not want? Or maybe Kindle, they want something. And
I hope, but then like, you hear all those stories about those 10-year-olds who are picking up a book and then reading
Icebreakers. Icebreakers is making its rounds through middle school. But I can't say anything because I was reading Jude Devereaux and Joanna Lindsay like in seventh grade.
Yeah.
I mean,
but,
same.
But you knew what you were getting with the B.C. Andrews book. Right. I mean, that didn't look like, well, even at my son's middle school Scholastic thing, I couldn't get over at how many of the covers looked like
the same.
Well, and you know what we've done with Emma Fox, but you know, some of that is also an advertising decision because of how Amazon and Facebook treat ads. And so it is maybe, I don't know how Krista feels. I think covers right now is one of the hardest things that authors are going 100%. Through, you know, in our very,
100%.
But it is very, very hard.
And when you pay $5,000 or $6,000 for like a model photo,
it's nuts.
Then you're like, oh, no, now we need to have, now it needs to be like a guy with no eyeballs.
Please put eyeballs on your illustrated covers.
Becky Favors.
Spend the extra
Get
money.
Get the eyeball
the
money,
eyeballs.
You guys. Come on. I mean, or do as Emma Fox does and cut them off at the nose.
Cut the heads off.
That's fine, right? As long as some eyeball. Of them don't even have, some of them don't have mouths either. Like pay for the
so
faces,
hard.
People, or just. I don't know
if we need to just like, would it be easier if we had like a rating system like movies do? Would that just take care of it? And we
but
just
don't
put
you
the
think we
covers?
Kind of already have that a little bit with saying,
well, I mean, I
this is YA shelf.
Yeah, but you figure how many YA books though still have stuff in them, right?
Yeah.
NA especially, nobody even knows what NA really is. And then, I mean, in our, so Emma Fox, like it is so funny for us to read our reviews and have people give chili spices because it tells me so much about the reader. Because the people who are giving us 2 chili spices, I know what they normally read, right? And the ones who are giving us 4, I know what they normally read, right? Because like for a book to have a range of 2 to 5, like that's a lot, but that just says a lot more about the reader than the book, right?
Yeah.
So that doesn't help anybody. So we almost need to have like a
standard. But it also depends on like your chili level. Like my chili level is very different than somebody else's chili.
That's what I mean. That's
Leah
what I mean.
Reads bonkers shit, you guys. Like
it's true. I do.
And
there doesn't have to be a lot
a place
of
where you can do that though, right? Like that's the
whole point.
I read a bunny shifter this week that mated with a wolf. Like it was a whole thing.
Was there like pastel cum and stuff this time around?
Not this
no?
time. Not this time. But if you're time. Looking for a little springtime fun, Planet Oster by Vera Valentine, 10 out of 10
of
recommend.
Of course, it was Vera. Of course.
Good. I totally read The Door. I read The Door, and then
Here's
I bought the audiobook.
I
the door squeaks.
Anyone?
Merrick got the paperback
finds something,
too.
Gets pushed back, and goes, "I'm going to give you more of that." I just admire just the way she approaches the whole thing. I really do. I love it.
Oh, well, everybody made fun of me when I was like balloon animal shifters and they're like, what? And I'm like, I'm reading this.
But then you read The Fever Dream too.
And I read The Thanksgiving Fever Dream, which was.
I mean,
I've read some weird stuff.
I don't
think
you can traumatize me. Like, I don't know.
I like
anyway, but back to the question about
Leah's five chili pepper would be different maybe than someone else.
For sure. That's what I mean. Right? I mean, we almost need to have, we have to have a standard then that we all just, whether we agree with it or not, right? Because like there's the same thing with movies. Like there are movies where I think that wasn't really a R-rated, right? But we just have to have something that everybody can point to if we do it. But
I really am curious because we've done recently over the last couple episodes, we talked about the difference between content and trigger warnings. And they're not the same thing.
They're not the same thing.
And what you should be looking for. And again, whose responsibility is it to put those in there, right? Is it... And I always like to say that as readers, you are inherently, if you read a book, you are inherently part of the reader community. And so you you need to be a good community member. So
I agree with that.
If I recommend a book to somebody and I know they have triggers or content issues, I make sure that I say, hey, you might not be able to read that, you know?
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's part of being a good community member, right?
Right. Yeah. And reviews can certainly be part of that, right? I mean, reviews should contain content. Warning. Sure.
I actually, I got Sawyer Bennett. Her last book did not have any content or trigger warnings in it, and it really needed it. There was domestic violence in it, and I didn't think twice about emailing her, Lisa, and putting it on my website, putting it in my review. It wasn't there from her, but it needed it, so I did it wherever I could.
Yeah.
But I know the conversation comes up often, like, whose job is it? I think it's everybody's job. It's care of community.
Well, and I will say as an author, like if a beta reader or an ARC reader came to me and said, you need to content warn this, I'd be like, oh my God, okay, thank you. Because it's just not something I'm used to doing. But if a book ever did need one, I would happily listen to that. So I think it's also an author's responsibility, but I will say we probably don't always
And that's what Becky and I were talking about in the one episode where it's like, especially authors that have been writing for a while, it's not like it's a newer thing. So it's not something that you're thinking about like in the moment. So whether or not, like, it's not that it's right or wrong, but it's like, it's not something that's a forethought in your mind, like when you're starting to promote your book. So it's just one of those things, like we have to be really cognizant of it, that it's like people like want those things.
What about like a thriller though? They've got elements that are pretty, that might, you might need a, I'm just saying, like, let's look at other genre, because we put a lot on romance.
I mean, that's what happens when you leave the industry.
I've ever read a thriller with a content or trigger.
I don't think even in a horror books have
content. Well, I mean, I'm just, you know, it's just interesting.
Do you just go into that knowing though that there's gonna be like gore and
I guess violence.
But see, that's how I kind of feel about dark romance too. See, to me, content trigger warnings just really need to be in contemporary romances, especially if you're going to deal with things like loss of pregnancies or bats or
to get really
I had to DNF a book, Krista. Kate Canterbury has a book, The Beard and the Beast, is that what it is? Or
The Beard and the Bell.
Chapter 2, she opens the door to the house she inherited and bats fly out at her. Oh, fuck no. No, that needed a content warning for me.
And but I would not everybody that if that were my book. So, but if somebody told me that, I've been like, I can have
birds.
That.
Any birds, if you have a bird in your book, you
things
better put a content warning.
But that's just a Becky problem. That's not an every other person problem. Dude, I had a bat in my office and I thought I was going to die.
I had a bat in my house and peed my pants and made Mike Burrier do stuff with it. So it's fine. I was on the call. Was it a book club, Leah, or just a book chat? No, I don't think I was. I think it was the next night. A bat flew. We have one of those screens that magnets together for the dogs to go in and out.
You texted us about that and we're like, I need to burn the house.
A bat flew into the house and flew under my desk.
Of course it did.
And I just mean, like, burn it down. Let's go. We're done.
We're moving.
And Sydney had her friends here. And the one is like the daughter of a guy that's the president of a local like Church of God seminary. And I was saying so many words that were not church safe.
Wait, are they the ones with the magnets?
Yes, they're the ones. So I have really naughty little tiny like poetry magnets on the side of my fridge. Yeah. And they came over for pizza one night and I was like, after they left, Mike was like, you didn't take these down. I'm like, shit. I even moved all the like naked men magnets over to the whiteboard so nobody would notice them. But I didn't think about the words.
So and so you're kind of a content warning.
I am right, my own content warning. So I emailed the mom and I'm like, Julie, I'm so sorry. I didn't take those magnets down. And she goes, that's okay. We asked the kids if they read them and they said no. And they think their son did, but their youngest daughter didn't. But the next day at church, she looked at her mom. She goes, you know, I did look at those magnets and I remember one of the words and it's a word from church. And the mom's like, oh, really? What word? And she's like, Gentile. It was genitals.
How old are these kids?
I think she was like fourth or fifth grade.
Okay. So we don't need to worry about like reading comprehension.
No, I know. I was like, if well,
I don't know. It depends on the kid because mine would get that one.
I was like, I might be concerned about your child's dyslexia. No,
like fourth or fifth grade. But I mean, they're really tiny and they were all like put together anyway. So if you have naughty magnets on your fridge.
The Bible's got some naughty stuff in it.
Yeah.
You're not going to get through that Old Testament without learning a thing or two.
I mean, Psalms is basically like songs of porn.
Seriously.
Yeah. And that Ruth, you watch out for her.
King David was no angel. Let's just be honest.
Let's be honest. I mean, Solomon, come on, people.
Yeah. Come like, on. I'm telling you.
It's like, oh, God.
I'm just saying. They are cherry picking for those fourth graders.
You're welcome, Leah.
Sorry,
Leah. You make my life so much better.
Leah's like, I should not have gotten on this phone call. I knew it. You knew it. You had a little inkling.
I mean, I can't really say anything because I work in my church office and you never know what's going to happen there some days.
But we know about your chili spice scale, so.
Right.
This is true.
You're fine.
Jenny says the Bible is so naughty.
It's so it's naughty. True. It's so naughty. So, there are no new ideas. There are no new ideas.
So I know that I've asked you both before, but we'll just ask another question that'll spawn us into some other random tangent of direction. Is it?
I just pictured Leah with like her, I'm Catholic, with her little, you know.
Sprinkling everybody? Holy like, baptism?
At least it's not Holy Week. At least this isn't like Good Friday.
Right? We made it there.
We're in the Easter Triduum. It's okay.
It's okay.
It's okay. But the world is ending on Monday and Aaron's going to spend her weekend writing a book. So it's fine.
You know what? We're all going to be trouble. At the pearly gates, we're going to be nudging each other like, oh, we shouldn't have talked like that on Friday.
I'm fairly sure hell is going to be a heck of a lot of fun.
It's going to be a lot of fun. There's going to be some people there.
When I was younger, my grandfather, he would make this joke where he was going to hell, or like somebody would tell him he's going to hell. He's like, at least I'll be in the air conditioned side.
That's nice.
If you're talking layers, one of my uncles used to talk about how he's so excited because you won't have to worry about popping popcorn because it'll already be hot. Like you just have popcorn all the time. And so I picture him sitting on this bench just eating popcorn, watching all of the
just throwing a handful on the fire.
Yeah. You know, your bag
is popcorn always, fountain.
Yeah. Or one of those like the long,
Jiffy
the long stick ones. Yeah. for the Jiffy, campfire. Yeah. That's what I'm picturing.
Do they sell the Jiffy Pop anymore?
Yeah. Do you want me? They have some in my grocery. You want me to pick some up?
We should get some for when I come.
It just wouldn't be hell without
Jiffy Pop. We need Jiffy Pop. Hell will have Jiffy Pop is all I'm saying.
I don't know. Because it's kind of scary when that thing pops open.
I feel like there's a sticker in there somewhere, Leah.
I know. We're going to have to come up with t-shirts or something for this.
There is. There's a sticker.
Speaking
there.
Of t-shirts, we learned this week that all of us co-hosts of the podcast are going to be in Louisville for the knockout signing at the end of June. Like, it's all six of us.
Ever been have you ever one? All been in one?
Oh, no, we've had like four of us, screen. Three of us here and there, but.
Look out, Louisville. Yes.
Yeah.
It'll never be the same.
It won't. It's okay. There will be a lot of bourbon and lots of pictures. Just you wait.
There are so many reasons the earth cannot end on Monday.
Jenny said she's not drinking and trying to make Jiffy Pop.
Oh. Jenny's a little lightweight, so we do have to watch Jenny.
Smart.
Okay.
Put the Jiffy Pop for the microwave. Anyway.
Speaking of microwaves, my husband made us buy, we had to buy a new microwave because our died. Our microwave has Wi-Fi. Why do you think a microwave has Wi-Fi?
You're freaking well, washing machine has Wi-Fi.
Okay, they can track you and listen to you.
Yeah.
Duh.
You're like a Wi-Fi household because you are married.
This is what happens when you marry the tech guy.
I am not a conspiracy theorist. I'm going to say that up front. That's kind of, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but.
But. Did you watch Fox News today, Erin?
You guys. No, I got an envelope in the mail. I opened it up. I have no idea. It's from Alex. I don't know.
Who's any Alex?
I don't know. Open it up. So it's a sticker, like a peel off, you know, sticker that's blank. It's just a blank sticker.
Nothing on it?
Nothing.
There's no like hidden barcode or anything.
Did you try a black light on it to see if it like
maybe it was disappearing ink?
My husband goes, well, anthrax would be a powder. That's so helpful right now. I was like, here's the thing. I could be a conspiracy theorist, is the thing. I feel like I have all of the parts.
Yeah.
So what
just
is
not
that?
The anxiety
what is
that? That comes with it.
Who just randomly mails you stuff? That's weird.
I don't know. And
especially Alex does.
Like at least Alex, send me a real sticker, Alex.
Come on, Alex.
So I'm so freaked out, kind of. Not really, but like more like, what the f- is this? Like, what did I order?
I got the I have a PO box for all my author stuff, and I got who's in the next one in my box. Kink International is right next.
Oh, I love that. It has to be something interesting. Thank you, neighbor.
And then I had to take it and walk it to the like the little old ladies that are up at the thing. I'm like, oh, this is not mine. This is,
and they're like,
it's like,
I'm so glad it was interesting. I'm so glad it wasn't a hardware magazine or something. I'm so glad about that.
But it was like papers from like the, like it was like important papers. If it was just like a flyer.
You would
have
totally taken
that
home.
It was important papers from the
key. It looked like it was from like, I don't know, government. It looked like a bit, you know, it looked like
legit, something important.
I like it.
But then I went and tried to Google. Don't try to Google it.
Oh no, Becky will.
I will. So. Yeah, I think we were in the podcast maybe a year and a half or something, and I was approached by a company that was interested in a partnership with us, and it was a kink site, a kink website, and I was like, oh, okay, so Mike and I went looking at what they had, and it was a little farther kink than, it wasn't just vibrators and lube, it was like cages and strap-ons and all sorts of.
It was next level.
It was. And I
was
all like,
for Leah. Leah gives that a 3.
That's about a 3 in the Leah spice level. Yeah. And I'm like, I'm not sure this is our audience. Like, vibes, I could totally sell.
Yeah.
Doorknobs?
Totally. Probably at a blue and
you hadn't read Vera yet, by the way.
I hadn't read her yet. No. And I mean, pretty much Heather is willing to sell her soul for an alien male, like a male alien. Like, she wants them all.
I like a male alien.
Leah?
And if they have a tail, I do like that as well.
We were helping an author with a book that they have coming out, and Leah's like, well, they have a tail. They're going to need to use that to spank her.
I didn't say spank. I never said the tail needs to spank. I said the tail needs to be used in some way.
The tail needs to be used in some way, which I mean.
You can't just have a tail.
And then Becky's like,
comment about the tail, and then the tail is never mentioned again.
This is such a good point. That is like 101. That's writing 101. You don't mention
a plot hole. It's a plot hole.
You don't mention a gun on page 2 if you're not going to use the gun.
That's exactly.
So the tail must be used, is what you're saying.
I mean, he can just like.
Why are you giving him a tail if it's not important?
Well, exactly. Like just wrap the tail around her ankle, and that's what he uses to like pull her to the end of the bed.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like it's just an extra like appendage. He doesn't have to. He doesn't have to use it as a whip or anything like that, but like utilize. Or like, you know, like have you ever that one movie, it was like it came out many, many moons ago, and like he uses like a flower like to get her off, but he doesn't touch her, it's just the flower. He could use the tail fur for that.
What movie are you watching now?
I don't remember.
I
had Josh Hartnett in it way back when.
Was it 40 days?
It was something. He like gives up sex for Lent.
Yeah, I think it was 40.
I don't remember the title.
I totally remember.
I'll look it up.
Yeah.
I
do.
I feel like I'm talking really loud tonight.
You're fine.
This is the best chat ever.
Erin's
have
like,
we talked about books for more than 5 minutes? No, but I am having a great time.
You wrote a book, Erin. Yay! Now we talked about the books. I don't.
You asked me one really, really important question, and I answered it fairly intelligently.
You did.
We don't have anything more.
It's really interesting, though. Like the whole, like, when do you decide to change the pen name? You know what? And authors don't owe readers anything, but the conversation. I do think there's amount of education that authors can do for their readers to help them along.
Right.
And, you know, I still think like it's like V, or maybe not so much of I. Keelan exactly, because her books are wide. So it isn't going to be a huge price point issue between her romance stuff and this thriller. Like it might be $2 or $3.
Right.
But you had like with Lucy Score, when she had her Forever book, that book was $12.99, and people were used to her $3.99 books or Kindle
not only
Unlimited.
That, but KU. Right, she went to KU to Wide suddenly. Yeah. That was
and there was
deal.
No education that happened in that situation, and her readers were upset. They didn't understand. And I know just with the podcast, the amount of education we do just in a day with all these deals, these distro deals, or whose books are being bought up. We do tons of education of like, well, cause this book's going to have to leave KU. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
Because it's now a wide offering or that kind of stuff. I mean, we do that a lot.
You're good at that on TikTok too. I've seen,
you are.
I catch you doing a lot of those, and it really is good.
And I don't think that author, I mean, do authors owe their readers? I mean, I think a little bit. And I think it's also that we can do whatever we want, right? Like we can write books and call them whatever we want, but then we can't be mad when readers don't know what's going on or say, now I'm really mad because you read a thriller and I thought it was going to be this. Yeah. So, right. So like we have to also manage our expectations when we do things.
Yeah.
So I think that doesn't always happen in the entrepreneur world. I think a lot of times we sit around and go, but what happened? And when you can step back from it, sometimes it's really obvious what happened.
Well, the best thing I ever do is I go back to, because I really fell into romance and didn't know anything about like the whole romance-landia. Like I just liked books and I read books. And if I liked a narrative, I mean, I didn't even understand. I could go, the first author that I actually like found her Facebook page was Pamela Clare. And I'm like, oh my gosh. Yeah. Like, and she's, if you find anyone first, she's an amazing person
to find.
She's just a great person, but she puts so much of herself out there. I'm like, oh my gosh, is that a part of it? So it's like, you kind of have to remember, not everybody is like following every post. Do you know what I mean? Like you really do need to be broad and then say it enough, a lot. Like one time might not be enough. It might be for your hardcore people, but for like Krista before she entered Romancelandia, I wouldn't have known it at all.
No,
so true.
And
so
there's
true.
And there's education that can be done. Facebook groups, your social media, you know, your newsletter. We know that. And I kind of use the example of like a lot of these authors are going to shops on their website for their audiobooks and even for their paperbacks. And some are even doing ebooks if they're wide authors. And we're seeing a lot of that happening right now. And like Melissa Foster just launched her store on her website this week or last week. I think that I've had probably an email every day in her newsletter.
Well, but we also had like 4 or 5 emails leading up to it saying my new shop is coming. Like be on the lookout. Like she was constantly posting about it.
And that's
helpful. I mean, whether it's her or Lisa or
whoever.
But like her author, like persona, like told us constantly that this is what's happening.
That's also hard. I think that we all feel like we do too much of it already, right? Like we're constantly shoving ourselves down people's throats. And I will have readers who like, I literally know their name because they interact so much online who still email me and say, I didn't know you had a new book out. You know, it's like, oh my God, if they missed it, you know, there's 100 other
I was laughing today because somebody has just found your Sapphire Falls. They were like,
dude.
And I'm like, I know that I've seen that person's name before. Like they've read other books, I think.
This happens all the time. And then I go, and this is a funny thing. So I have, you know, my friends, real life friends, like who are actually friends that I see face to face, and they will message me and they'll be like, do you have a new book out? And I just link them to my website. Like I'm that girl. And then I get these like tongue sticking out emojis, but I'm like, I don't even know why I pay for my website. Like, so it's like, it's all there. Like, I don't understand why you're asking me a question that you can like literally.
I literally thought Krista Sandor's author journey started with The Nanny and the Nerd, because that was the first book I read. And Leah was like, no, Becky, she has other books. I was like,
she's new.
Yeah.
New to you, perhaps.
She was new to me. And those nanny books, I still love them.
You know what, though? I think this happens to people, all of us with all things, right? It's like whatever you imprint on first, right? Mm-hmm. It's what you imprint on. Like,
or that's, if you're going like through something and you're like, when I was going through, there's just certain books, like all the beautiful books, the Christina Lauren books, mm-hmm. those books will always be with me because I was reading them at like a real turbulent time. It was like an anchor, the mm-hmm. Walsh series, Kate Canterbury. Those were like my anchor books when everything, so it's just, there's just so many factors. And then I always try to think, like, if I get a crummy email from somebody, they didn't like this or they didn't like that, I try to be like, they could be somewhere, right? They could be somewhere in their head. This character could have been like their mom or something. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, you just, that's sort of like, that's why you're like, you're always like,
you can just send them to us, both of you. Please. Just send us the not nice emails. We'll take care of them.
Because it's, but that's kind of nice too, to have a, not nice, but someone had a visceral reaction, right?
Yeah.
And if they feel like they should reach out, like if I feel like it's abusive, then it's my job. I don't have to respond to that. Right. But, you know, I don't mind getting them.
And you never know, like maybe you reaching out and saying, thank you for reading. I'm sorry it didn't resonate. You know, blah, blah, blah. You never know. That might be the connection they need. Maybe mm-hmm. they just
wanted to be heard.
Talk to somebody. Yeah. I have a reader who always reminds me, people just want attention. It's just attention. It's just mm-hmm. they want to have your attention. You need to decide if they deserve it or not. And I'm correct. Like,
oh, yeah, I love that.
That's a fair
Well, way. And there's lots of authors that I read. Like, I love their books, but I don't love every single book. Like, some, like, just don't. And it could be, like, my headspace at the time where I'm reading. Because, like, those are authors that I typically reread their books anyway. But it's, like, I might like it the first time around. But the second time around, like, just something in the story really hits me the right way. So, I mean, that's something, too. I mean, you're going to have authors that they put out a book and you're, like, yeah, that's not for me. Right. And maybe you end up having to break up with that author for a while, which we've done that.
We've broken up with authors and then we've come back around. About a year or so ago, I told everyone I was breaking up with Avery Flynn. I was done. I just didn't love what she was doing. Nothing was working for me. And then
Anger Bang happened.
And then Lindsay read Anger Bang and she's like, Becky, it's good. And I'm like, are you sure?
She didn't say it's good. She raved about it.
She did.
She
did.
Like, basically begged us to read it.
And I read it and it was great.
Yeah.
And now we're not broken up anymore.
And you got back together.
We're back together.
But I mean, what a powerful connection. It's almost like a relationship, right? Like, you can get mad at your cousin or whatever and be like, God, she's being crazy. But you love her, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And like, that is a relationship. At least I have that with authors and people that I read. Like, I know it's a one-way connection and I should probably stop, you know, driving by their houses, but like, but it is, it's powerful. I mean, it's a testament to how powerful it is. You had an expectation, it wasn't met. Like it's almost
Krista is the third in the Travis Kelce Taylor Swift relationship, in case anyone was wondering.
I was wondering who that girl, I always see that back of your head in all the photos and videos. I was wondering who that was. Lucky girl. I feel like authors go through different things though too. Like, different series are different for us, right? And so there might be a series that means something to us and that's not going to connect with every single reader, and that's okay.
Right.
But it's weird because that series will connect with someone else super strongly, you know? And so like each one of my series has like this group of core super fans. And when you ask like, what's your favorite series? I mean, there are people who will gush about each one, but I'm sure each one also has a group of people who are like, I mean, it was all right.
Yeah. You
know? But they're like, eh. So I think that's important for us to remember too, that like, we just need to write our books, right? We love them first. We need to write them and they will connect with the right people at the right time. So.
Right. Well, and we were talking to Susan Stoker and she was saying, because she typically has 2 to 3 series going on at one time and she like rotates her releases
because she's insane.
Like, she's she is
now I wish I could do that.
She has written like so far ahead that it's ridiculous.
I can't even talk about that.
But But she, like, her, like, whole basis of, like, rotating the series is she's like, some people don't like a series. And she's like, right, I don't want them to go months without a new book. So she's like, so I rotate them around because they might love this series and not like this series. So that's, like, why she does that.
That doesn't really make me feel any better. So great.
Thanks, Leah.
I'm just I'm just saying.
He's right.
I mean,
thanks,
ladies writing books for like 2 years from now. So
I know Catherine Cowles is the way ahead. There's a bunch of people that I just can't be friends with anymore. So
I'm way ahead on nothing. Like, my deadline was end of business today.
Same.
4:58.
Oh wow.
Attached to the email and send.
But the question is, did you finish the book I need you to read?
Not yet. I'm still at 60%.
Damn it, Becky.
I'm so sorry.
4:58 is on time, girlfriend. That's not
it was 4:58.
I mean, 4:59 in 59 seconds is still on time.
I probably would have been done sooner and been able to read the book you want me to read, Leah, but I lost my shit around 10:15 this morning on the adult children that live in my house.
And
I had a mom meltdown.
There.
Like, what the fuck are you people doing? Can no one do anything? You know, sometimes you just have to have those meltdowns. It's
I need to appreciate my very quiet, empty house more.
Yeah.
I need to call you once in a while and be like, so I kind of miss my kids. And you'd be like, no.
No, you don't.
We just got our first official teenager, so that's been fun.
Leah has babies still.
I do still have babies.
Well, Krista, your youngest. Well, Krista, your youngest. He's now what, 14?
16 and 12.
16 and 12. So,
yeah. Those are nice.
So he's not 13 yet. Oh,
listen, I look at the people, like, I look at the mom with the dog and the toddler on, like, the sit, stand, stroller, and then the baby. Yeah. And I am like, thank Christ that's over.
I had a moment. I was telling my husband about this. I had a moment, like, there's a 4-year-old in the convenience store today, 32-ounce pop, right? Carrying it. His sister runs into him, drops it, pop everywhere. And his dad was like, there was this moment of, well, fuck. Like, no yelling. There was no yelling. It was like, okay, buddy, we're going to get you cleaned up. And I'm just like going up to the cash register, like, this is really nice.
Did you buy your Powerball ticket? Because I bought my Powerball ticket. I need you to know that if I win $1 billion, there will be signs.
Oh, there will be this big thing signs. About like, I'll be quiet, but there'll be signs. I will not be quiet.
No.
You will all know. $1 billion, you guys, can you even?
I didn't buy one for tonight.
He probably did.
The payout is $500 million for the cash payout.
That money,
that's generational wealth.
That's
like, I'm just telling you, there will be a commune purchased and you will only be allowed on if you either read or write romance novels.
Oh, so. I'm there. I'm just.
It'll be like a constant, like, reader author retreat space.
I love this idea so much. I'm not good at anything but writing romance, though. I feel like I should throw that out there.
Okay, well, that's fine.
That's okay.
I don't care if you're queen.
You're still welcome.
We will have money to pay people to cook and clean.
Anyway,
Krista, did you buy your Powerball ticket, or do they not have that in Colorado?
I don't know if they have that in Colorado.
I don't think they do.
Is that a nationwide thing?
No, it's certain. Well, it is, but only certain states sell it.
Just have it.
Colorado,
we should look that up.
Colorado has marijuana. How do they not have Powerball?
How do they not have the lottery?
Everything.
We have all the good things.
Colorado's so great. Why would they not have Powerball?
That's one of the best things Krista puts in her books.
Yes, the Colorado does have the Powerball.
The marijuana usage. And it's,
does she?
She does.
I love Colorado. Krista, that's where I would move. That's where we would move if we move. If I didn't
live
a guy with very
deep. Pop a couple gummies.
There's weed, gummy bears, and funnel cakes.
The people there are so nice. We vacation there and it's there. Everybody's just so nice.
I love it. It's funny because I got here because I was young. And I was in Florida. I knew I had to get out of Florida. And I was a teacher at the time, and it was wherever I got a job first. And I like picked cool cities. And Denver was the coolest city that wanted
me. I love it. It's great. I'm not really a mountaineer type person, but I could live in a cabin and have other people do things for me.
You're not like a hiker. I'm not really a hiker either.
Oh God.
I like to hike, but I don't like being cold.
You could be inside by the fire.
I just don't like to be sweaty. Like, that's why hot flashes suck so much. Exactly. I'm not really good at sweating.
You could be a lodge mom. Let me tell you, lodge mom
life. That's true.
Lodge mom life is drinks. It's a fire. It's your book. It's the slopes. It's lodge mom life is not that at all.
That's me.
I'm not a beach girl, but I could be a mountain girl. Not like
see, I like the beach. I like to be at a pool at the beach. Because I don't like the sand.
Yeah, I don't like butt cracks.
But I like the sounds and the smells.
Sand is just very fine dirt.
Yeah.
It's gross. It gets places it's not supposed to.
Yeah.
And you cannot get that shit off.
And fish poop in the ocean. And then it washes up onto the beach.
They do other things too in the ocean.
Other than poop.
They do all the things.
They There's do all the things. In the ocean things they do. It washes up onto the beach, and that people think sand is so great. It's not so great.
Jenny says sand is nature's glitter.
Mm-mm.
No, it's not. Come on, Jenny.
I thought she was talking about the fish poop first.
Are you talking about fish poop or not?
I mean, that's beautiful that you can tell yourself that and enjoy it, but you're wrong.
Because I often think of sprinkles as kind of like the baking industry's glitter. I love a good sprinkle.
I love
a good sprinkle.
Give me a good sprinkle. I love them.
What are you putting your sprinkles on, though?
Everything. I bought the Lucky Charms take and bake cookies that were out in the grocery stores for St. Patrick's Day.
Sounds terrible.
They were like a sugar cookie with marshmallows in them. They were delicious.
How were they?
I don't like Lucky Charms, though.
They were delicious. What the fuck is wrong with you? You don't like Lucky Charms?
No.
I only like the charms. I don't like the cereal.
I don't even like the charms. You're eating like a hard marshmallow. But the milk does not make it like good. It makes it like mush.
That's good.
There's something wrong with you guys.
Allison said glitter is the gonorrhea of the crafting world. Oh my God, it so is. I hate glitter. Glitter is the worst.
When I worked with little kids, like
glitter's the worst.
I would never.
Glitter's not allowed in my home.
No. I don't even like
it. Do not
I feel
glitter,
like
Rebecca.
Somebody's going to get a glitter bomb for their birthday.
If you send me glitter, I will come and stab you.
And
what if it comes with books? That would make it better, right?
No.
What if you got like your dream?
What if you got marshmallows from Lucky Charms?
In the middle, you open it up and there's a glitter.
I don't open my books, so that really wouldn't work.
Oh, you never know.
She doesn't.
The spine, crack spines stress me out.
My you don't open your book.
No.
You never open.
They read ebooks and then they keep.
I read a book. Like I have all my pretty paperbacks, but I have not opened. I will say Susan Stokers are the only ones I open, but only because I do her TikToks. And so that's the only reason.
We start tucking lottery tickets in them. And now you don't know. You have the winning lottery ticket in one of those books.
Can you guarantee a win though, Erin?
You'll never know until you open the book, Leah.
You don't even flip them. You don't look at what if there's like beautiful formatting inside?
No, I will because Elise Faber, I got her new hockey book and she has adorable like formatting in it. And I did look, I do flip through them, but I don't crack the spine.
Leah got really mad at me because
this is what I do.
I'm obsessed with Rena Morgan's Men of Haven series, which it's just one of my favorite series. I think everybody should read it if you haven't read it. But the books were Carina Press, Mass Market paperbacks, and most of them are out of print now. Like Carina only prints for so long and you had to reach certain sales goals to even have them in print. And I found them on Thrift Books. Like I found them and Leah's like, but they've been opened. Like the spines.
Violated.
And I'm like, I don't care. I have them. I love her books. I don't care. And she's like, I don't know if it's okay.
It's true. I did say that.
It's fucking okay. I bought them.
It's not totally okay, but it's better than nothing.
But it's funny because, like, when as a kid, I mean, do not dog eat your pages because that is just blasphemous. But I used to do. I was a fan of A Cracked Spine growing up because, like, that was the sign of a well-loved book. But
Yeah,
now, as an
it
adult,
lays
these are
down.
just my pretty trophies.
How do you feel
See,
about
I.
stickers on the front of your books? Because this is going to be really interesting. All these authors that have gotten these distribution deals and their books are going to be in Target,
Yeah.
those girlies going and buying those books are going to have the 20% off Target sticker,
Stupid Target
and those
stickers.
stickers do not come off. They
No,
don't come
Target
off.
has to fix that.
Like,
Yeah.
why do they get like the stickiest stickers known to man?
Right?
They could
It's like
just.
they like purposely buy like the super sticky sticker.
I
Yeah.
mean, you people take them off and then, well, why would they take them off and get, you know what I mean? Like, I'm trying to think, is there some like theft thing? But no, if you take it off, then you're not getting your 20% off. So why?
Right.
Right. Well, but you have to, like, when they
When
get
you take
home,
it
they take it
home.
off. And someone said, you know, like the hair dryer on low will make it easier to come off and all this. And I'm
Huge
like,
fucking effort.
that's a
But you
lot of
shouldn't
fucking
have,
effort.
well, you shouldn't have to do that. I don't
No.
know. I think I'm becoming an advocate for everyone needs to buy two paperbacks of their favorites. One to open and love and dog ear and break, and one to keep. One to annotate, one to highlight, one to love up, and the other to keep. What do you
Leah
think?
is having a
Two
panic. If I
copies
win
of
the
everything.
$1 billion,
Two
if Becky
copies for
wins the
everything.
$1 billion, she can give me two
I think
copies
the
of
authors are going to
everything.
get behind this, Krista. What do you think? Two
I love
copies
it.
of
I
every
love the idea.
paperback.
Okay, I will buy two copies, but we have to go back to Manchester because that's the thing here, people. I
I do
need,
like a
as
Manchester.
if we start talking like what I want to see in romance, because everyone is saying that the next year in publishing is all going to be horror and suspense and thrillers. That is what TradPub is going to push. We really are going to see kind of a
Frida's
push that
broken it.
way.
Frida's broken the system.
Frida broke it. Karen Slaughter, she's really pushing it, and she got her book turned into a TV series. Will William Will Trent.
It's actually a pretty good TV
It's a
series, to
pretty
be honest.
decent
I
TV
like it.
series.
Yeah.
So everybody's
Well, and
saying.
tell me, Kristen Hanna, are her, yes, I haven't read Kristen Hanna. So the one that's been sitting at the top of the charts, is that thrillery,
I
suspensey?
think
Is that
it's
how you put that?
suspensey.
I
Okay.
don't know. I don't think
Is
I've
it the
ever read
Leah, look it
women?
up and see if it has
Women?
Megan Quinn beat her out. Megan Quinn is number one in
I
the Kindle
saw.
store today.
I saw,
That
yeah.
is the first book. So did you guys hear we're changing up our episode stylings and what we're
No.
doing?
No, tell
So
me.
starting May 1st, our quick shots that we usually do, our book review episodes, those are going to be over on our Patreon. And then on Wednesday nights, right here live on YouTube, starting May 1st, we are doing a book club style of episodes. So
Okay.
we'll give you a reading list for the month, and every Wednesday will be a different book. This way we can
Nice.
talk about it, break it apart,
And we
spoil
can
it.
spoil it.
Because in our
Yeah, I
quick
like it.
shots, we don't like to
I like it.
spoil.
Right.
So
We have to be vague, and vagueness is
the
very
first book we're
stressful
doing is a
sometimes.
Megan Quinn. I'm
Sometimes.
giving her another chance because we all know how I feel about her books.
I
Wait,
think
where
it's
is this
interesting
Kristen
because
Hanna book?
it's
I think
called
it's
the
two or
Women.
three. It's red with
Women.
gold on it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been sitting. It's
Well,
probably right by Frida.
oh, there it is. I skipped right past
You
it.
skipped
Yeah, I
right
was gonna say
past
it
it.
looks like all the other ones. So that's what made me think it must have some suspense or something in it.
So going forward, do you think Manchester will come back now? Like, if
God, I
people
hope
start
so.
pushing at these illustrated covers.
I personally think it's going to be objects because I think that fits in with the suspense and the, thriller and the whatever. So then Barnes and Noble will still stock it and blah, blah, blah. And everybody can sit on the Amazon charts together and nobody's going to know what anything is, but it's all going to.
It's
It's
just.
even like the, what is it? Is it the 7 year slip? I'm trying to think. Think of that cover. Let's think
Yeah.
another right one where it's just, it's kind of flower. It's
Yeah.
not illustrated because there's no like eyeless people
Can
on
we
it.
go back to step backs then? Like
I would love
boring
that.
plain front?
Now, see, I would love to do that. I would love to do
Me
so. We just did
too.
icing it, right? Which is illustrated, but it's objects, right? So it's
Right.
not people.
Which this
But
book is so good, you guys. Icing it, so
yeah.
good.
Thank you. Like I mean, just to show you the cover, not that we're going to discuss how good the book is, when everybody
Right.
should read it.
Right.
But but I would love, love, love to have like in the first couple pages, like some
Well, the
character art
vellums.
or people or
We've getting all
absolutely.
these really
Even
beautiful
better.
vellums. I would love it if, the book
Oh
is
my God.
printed and
Yeah.
I
We
that
could do
first
that.
page opens. So,
Krista, that
Krista,
wouldn't be a big deal, would it? We could do that.
I
That's
need you
not
to do
bad.
that with Birthday Card Boyfriend. He can be a birthday
Oh
card on the
yeah.
front.
Yeah.
Because
Yeah.
Krista had a new book. I think you both released a book last Friday.
They did. We had like 17 people. Like that.
I know. There are like 7,000 of us.
I know. It's like every, but it's like that all the time anymore. It's like people are like, what's a good release day? It's like, there aren't any.
There aren't any. Mm-hmm.
Pick a day you like.
But so I'm going to need a birthday card on the front and then we open it. And then there is like.
Let's start doing that. Inside. And then everybody buys two paperbacks. And then what's, what are some other things we could get behind?
I can get behind step backs. I don't even mind mass market size. I know everybody loves the tall trad size, the trade size. I really like mass markets. They fit in your pocket.
They do.
I can also fit more on my bookshelf because I can stack it.
But it doesn't have to even be a step back, does it? Because I don't know that we have a way of printing those. It can just be the pictures on the inside, though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, I would the cover love the before the title page if there was some kind of page, so full cover, page art.
Boom. Title page. Perfect. We're going to start doing that.
I love that. I mean,
and I would be the.
Do you know how many books I would go back and rebuy?
If like, wait, what are you signing me up for?
Well, do you want to know something funny? So, like, speaking of like covers, I went way back, like to the 2017 covers of this series because they're just so fucking pretty. And I just, because I didn't know what I wanted to do. Like, I thought, I just didn't even know what I wanted to do with these books. So I'm like,
I think those would look really nice with a watercolor cover.
I want to do, that's what got me thinking, because these are all like watercolor ladies. Like, right?
Mm-hmm. I do like that Langley Park series, the Langley Park.
Yeah, so I'm like, you know what? Oh my God, can you hear that or no? Please tell me no.
No.
Oh, my husband just got back. He was on a trip. But so I found these rescue dogs. Like, I'm the one who found them. I'm the one who like convinced my husband it was time to get dogs. He's like, we're going to look at a dog for your mother. These dogs love him and he loves them. Like the love fest that's happening right now.
That's so nice. I wish I could hear it now.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of disappointing that we can't.
And like Huckleberry is 65 pounds and Rosie is 113 Great Dane, Great Pyrenees. So when she's excited, it's like, Daddy! You know, she's like,
oh,
Ollie. Ollie, our puppy, he's probably 160 now.
He's a monster.
He's the best monster, though. He's such a goodest boy.
How much does he eat a day? I thought Rosie ate a lot.
He's probably like six cups of food a day. Although today I'm pretty sure he tricked us and I'm pretty sure he's at 8 cups today because he kept eating out. Well, we have two old Aussies who don't eat a lot. The one only has half his teeth. But he kept pawing at the one bowl. And I was like, Sydney, I think Tucker, the older dog, ate that bowl. So refill it. And she filled it twice. And he was still kind of acting like he hadn't eaten. So.
See, Ollie knows what's up now. Okay, so the Kristen Hannah book, it doesn't really say.
What is she ranking in? Like down in the...
Yeah, but the Amazon ranks are all over the place.
But what does it say?
She's ranking in like women's fiction. Family life fiction and women's fiction.
Okay.
Now that doesn't tell us anything.
That doesn't tell.
Exactly. But even like, I mean, Erin was in historicals with her royal romance.
I was in historical for a little while.
Were you in suspense too?
I wasn't in suspense, no.
Well, I was talking, they must be dumping everybody in historicals because I was talking to Riley Edwards the other day and she said she was talking to her Amazon rep because her suspense books, like military suspense books, were in the historical category. She's like, I don't know what's going on.
And they know. They know this happens. If you choose contemporary romance, and I don't know if she did for hers, but if you choose contemporary romance, it will put you in historical. They know this is a thing. They know it's a thing. It's been going on for at least 6 months, more than
at
that.
At least.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Not fixing it. They don't care. And here's the people who should be mad. I mean, definitely us, but
historical romance.
The historical romance people, right? The authors and the readers. Because like you're gonna go over there and try to find a book and be like, wait, what is this? I was particularly concerned because mine is a royal. And I'm like, that could be either way, and I don't want them to think it's a historical. So I definitely just moved it. I just went to romantic comedy instead, and then it was fine. But I was like, this is problematic. Like people definitely not a good.
Well, and that's like, she had a couple people like message her and were like, this isn't historical. She's like,
oh, I love
it. Oh, I messaged Erin. I'm like, your Reluctant Royals is doing really, really well. But it's in historical. I'm like, you need to move this. And she's like,
I know.
Yeah. I know.
Leave me alone, Becky. I'm like,
I was like, it's so funny to me because I'm kind of like, so I have readers that do that all the time, which is sweet, right? Like they're trying to help. And I'm like, if you think it's release day and I haven't looked at my rankings.
I know.
Like I sent her the screenshot too. Like no, she had looked.
I do it to Emily.
Oh, I have a breakout today. I wonder how it's doing at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
No, I'll do that to one of the authors I do work for, but she actually does not look at like at times because she has like a day job. And so like if she can't, I send her stuff. I'm like, did you see this yet? And she's like, I did not. Thank you.
Thank you. I can't be friends with people like that either. You have to obsess on release day or you're not.
Right. Are you even an author if you don't obsess?
I know.
The day job, it kind of is important.
I always tell myself, you're just going to pretend it's any other day and you're going to write. You're going to be fine.
She does not. She messages me. It's fine.
Do you stress out? Like, are you super stressed out? Like the
whole
day?
I mean, not stressed, just like watching things. And which is really stupid too, because Amazon ranks, you guys probably know this too. They always get stuck. Mm-hmm. So like about 8 o'clock in the morning, they sit at the same number for probably 6 hours.
Yeah.
So why are we watching it and refreshing? I don't know.
Krista, are you a refresher on release day?
Yeah. Oh, are you kidding me? I would. And I like live on it. And then I have like a 15 minute, I can see all my numbers, all my revenue on this author software. And I mean, every 15 minutes, I'm like, boom, boom.
I like you a lot.
Right?
Normal. That's normal.
There was a time where if you wanted to do a free book, Amazon wouldn't put it on free.
Right.
Oh my God. Or they would move it to free after it went to pay. So I've had like it's like the number 3 book in free, right. Except for it's $5.99. I'm like, I'm going to get all the hate.
And here's the thing about Amazon, like every gray hair any author has, it's from Amazon, right? And we have no control over it. I think that's the problem because as indies, we have control over every piece of our business except that. And so I think that's what makes us obsessive about it. It's not even stress so much as it is. We have to watch it to make sure it's even working right. Like, especially you guys know, sometimes people will have their books release and then none of the pre-orders release or suddenly the book is like not listed at all. And so we have to kind of watch it to even make sure.
And it doesn't even matter if you're new or established. Like I've seen the whole gamut get
Well, they had that
when that can happen to Lucy Score, you know that it happens to
everyone. They had that big glitch probably 6 or 7 months ago. Like Sawyer lost a ton of pre-orders. Susan lost pre-orders. Yeah. Like there were like 4 or 5 like bigger authors that they lost like a ton of pre-orders.
They make us obsessive. Like it's not even we like to watch the ranks change. We like to go up the ranks, but it's more just like, is it still there? Is it working? Are people buying it? Oh my God.
Yeah. Like, who do I need to call? Like, it's almost like coming home, like from after having a baby or something. You've got this new baby, but all these things could go wrong, right? Like, and you need to know who to call and to do it fast. I mean,
it's awful.
I walk around like this. I am peeing with my laptop.
Like, and my least favorite question, I have people who will be like, how was release day?
Super fun.
Release days always suck because they're angsty. I don't know.
I'm just really grateful. I'm just on a high.
That's what I should be saying. Oh my God. I just, I need to come up with something better than, because that's usually what
it was. Great.
Like.
I got drunk. That's my new answer.
That's what it's going to be. Release day? What release day?
For every sale, I took a drink.
I just...
I literally give myself a UTI.
Not shots. Anxiety. Just a drink. Just a little sip.
Did you ever do the Stranger Brew challenge? Strange Brew challenge? So you know the movie I'm talking about, Strange Brew?
Oh, such a good movie.
With Rick Moranis and Dave Thomas from SCTV. And they were like... Now so it's up. Two brothers that all they do with their life is drink beer and they want to get free beer. So they put a mouse in a bottle and take it to the brewery. There's a mouse in my bottle. Anyway, and they call each other hoser, like, and they're really big hockey fans because they're Canadian. Okay. And the whole premise is that something is happening at the brewery that because there's a mental hospital next door and the brewery catches on fire and they pee it out because they drink all the beer. Like they put it out with their pee. Anyway, it's this whole funny movie. But for every time they say hoser, in the movie, you're supposed to take a drink of your beer.
Okay.
It's like a whole challenge.
And you end up pretty drunk.
You end up pretty drunk, yeah. It's an old SCTV skit that they turn into a movie. The dog's name is Hoser and he drinks beer. Like, it's hilarious, especially if you like hockey.
I mean, it's a quality 80s movie. That's
it, yeah, it's a total.
I'm trying to find the year.
It's like 84.
You can buy it used for $5.70.
It's so worth it.
Is it on VHS?
It's so funny.
My husband has not seen this.
Betamax.
It's super funny. Okay, I'm going to ask this question and then we have to move on because like we're already at like an hour and 10 minutes. So. Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay, I have to ask this.
We knew this was going
to
happen, though.
So I have been saying for the last 6 months that romantic suspense, that is going to be the next big push in romance to follow up with all of these thrillers that are top tiering.
Yeah.
Last year, we did see a dawning of hockey romances, and that was the big and small town cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
What do you think, outside of romantic suspense, what do you think is the next kind of subgenre trope that you think is going to be
the thing?
The thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, do we feel like mafia has maxed out?
No.
No.
Because I mean, that seems like it's very much on
it's
the,
here to stay.
Like, that's the thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if that counts.
Do we think football will get its day? Part of my problem with football is, you know, we have the discrepancy that the majority of football players in the NFL are people of color. And we don't have a ton of people of color writing romances. I mean, there are some out there. But, you know, to really do justice to a football series.
Right. Yeah, that's such a good question.
Unless they're quarterbacks. Those are mostly white.
Yeah. Right.
Well, and there's lots and lots of football romance already. Not that they're.
Right.
Wasn't talking romance rugby?
Who's coming out with a new rugby series? Have you watched rugby?
I like a rugby.
Wait, somebody is coming out with rugby.
Somebody's coming out with a rugby series.
Is it Liz Aldean?
I can't remember.
Aldean.
My brain won't do it. But I remember thinking that would be a nice.
Well, the rugby World Cup on TikTok. Those men and those thighs. Like we think hockey players have nice thighs and bottoms. They got nothing
on
those rugby
men. I think about rugby. I don't know that that would take off only because it's American women can't go watch it, which is what I think made hockey a thing.
Except in college.
Yeah.
There's a lot of college rugby. It's not the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if sports, like football, maybe. Travis, it would be Travis.
Yeah. And we can see that. Have you seen the new Kristen Callahan sold her old football series that came out in 2016, 15, 16.
Yeah, something like that.
Indie published football series that she just recently sold to Berkeley, and that first cover is up, and the heroine has red hair and she's wearing a red and white jacket, and looks a little Taylor Swiftie with her facial features.
I'm shocked.
And the football player is in the back, and you know that they are trying to get the Swiftie readers.
Of course.
I can't find the romance.
Is she a singer though? Is the heroine a singer?
No, she was nerdy. It's a college. That first book is a college romance. He's the quarterback, and she's the nerd that helps tutor him.
Oh well, so that's nothing. That's nothing. It like just it's gonna be funny.
Yeah, the
you know what I mean? Because like you're gonna get Swiftie. You're maybe gonna get Swiftie people who are kind of getting into their football era.
Yeah,
but it's gonna be hard to keep them.
I
don't really care about football.
And I mean, I'm very distressed over the redo of J.C. Burton's sports series and her covers. I mean, here we are back at covers, guys. Those covers look
such old books, too. These are such old books.
And so I think it was Zoe York, and there's a very meaningful, like it's a cartoon cover now. And I think Zoe York said, and there's a very meaningful anal sex scene in that book. So yay. And I was like, yeah. And they didn't use lube. So.
Oh, be kind. Use lube.
Be kind. Use lube. Lube. Using lube means you care.
For you. There's a sticker for you.
We have one that
I made a coloring page too.
Oh, perfect.
Because we love our lube.
I wish I was better at this. If I was better at predicting what the next big thing was,
I know I'd be writing it, right?
I might be richer.
I mean, I wrote a pack mule racing book, so I'm.
This is true.
You did, but Beefcake is adorable, and it's so worth it.
I mean, she attacks him with a like dildos. Like, yeah, those are her weapon.
Whole bag of them.
Whole bag of dildos.
That's the way you got to go. Just one's not going to be enough.
One is no, because he could dodge one.
He's also
a boxer, so he's a big guy.
And... Yeah,
so
oh, absolutely. You got to have a couple for sure, like nunchucks or something. Okay. I don't know. What do you think it's going to be, Becky?
Well, I do think we're going to see romantic suspense in the uptick. I think that we are going to see more mafia, but I honestly think the billionaire is going to make its rounds back. Because if we look at 2009, 2010, at the, you know, after the bubble bursts and the housing market and all of that stuff, billionaire had its day, right? Because we were all broke. We had no money. And you needed that escape. I mean, think about it. Those are those Christina Lawrence books, those 50 Shade books. I mean... Yeah. The billionaire. And I know that some of the younger readers are like, there's no ethical billionaires. Billionaire romances are gross, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Until you're broke. And you're debating whether or not your house
is a credit card and a Lamborghini.
Right.
And tells you to buy the pretty woman. Right. He pretty womans your ass.
Yeah.
Well, and then you want to read about the ethical billionaire.
Right.
So you have that escape. You want to read about the good guy.
Yeah. I know. That's I do love thing. An asshole.
Yeah, I mean,
my daughter
that brings lube. He's ethical.
That's right.
Right.
That's right. That's right.
Ethical billionaires use lube.
They're kind. So
that is interesting. I like that. I like that idea. Yeah. I mean, everything comes around again. I personally think cowboys are kind of over. I think that they had their day, and I'm not sure how you keep that interesting. Well, I think it's such a smaller niche. I don't know.
But I feel like cowboys kind of circle. Like every so many years, we get a resurgence.
And I think small town, of course, is evergreen. So I think we're gonna, small town will probably stay around. And,
but I do think we're gonna see some big city romances coming back again. Like we've moved out of the New York, but I think we're gonna see maybe not New York big city, but I bet we see books taking place in Atlanta. Or even Seattle, maybe Chicago, move away from the coast into more middle America, but like Austin. I mean, you could easily put
Denver.
You could easily put the billionaire in Denver. I mean, maybe he owns a pot growing.
Maybe he owns a ski resort.
Maybe he owns a ski resort.
I want to write about lumberjack, rich lumberjacks.
Yeah. Okay.
I would read that.
So we're going to go on to our next segment because, we're already in this for a minute, right? new segment, Can You Guess the Book? Each week, we will share a quote from a recent or popular Buzzing About Romance read. You have the chance to email us your guess at quote@buzzingaboutromance.com and we'll announce the correct guess on next week's show. Last week, it was, "She's a beautiful woman, Grand mused, the perfect match for you. Every good man needs a woman who's way out of his league, and I mean way, way out."
That's grandma.
That was Maggie Gates' What Hurts Us. If you haven't read that series, it's so good. It's great first responder rep in those books.
Do you give people do you tell them it could come from any of these 10 or you just throw
We just throw them out there. We're not nice. I tried to give hints 1 week and Leah jumped through the screen.
You couldn't give a hint because if you gave the hint, then literally everybody who ever has listened to the podcast would have known who it was.
Okay.
Okay.
Do people get these though? You always have a winner.
Not always. Sometimes we do. Sometimes we don't. Okay. I pick them up from either book club reads or reads that we know that a lot of people have read. Sometimes they're in our Discord channel because we have a quote channel in Discord.
Which is funny because one of the quotes was from the Discord channel, but nobody got
Nobody got it. this week's quote is, "Fictional kinks are not necessarily real life kinks, Grant." Unquote. Oh.
Names help.
So that's this week's quote. You can email us at quote@buzzingaboutromance.com if you have a guess. So it's that time, Leah.
It's that time.
Book of the week. It's book of the week time. If you don't have a book of the week, but you want to talk about your new release, you are welcome to do that. Erin, what is your book of the week?
Oh, yes. I didn't know we had to do this. Yes, absolutely.
I didn't know either.
I
and I are like,
I haven't been reading. I haven't been reading this past week because I've been writing. So so I'll talk about Icing It. Icing It is my new release by Emma Fox, which is one of my pen names. I write this with Aaron McCarthy. It is a very steamy hockey white shoes rom-com.
So, they're a thruple.
There's four of them.
Oh.
They're actually
quadruple.
That's right. Whatever you call that. Three guys.
Is there a word for that?
I'm not sure.
Well, I learned because I recently edited a polyamorous romance for an author, and she informed me that if there's more than three, they call themselves a polycule.
Oh, I've heard that term.
So
people have never used that word.
Quattro. But... what about if you're bored? You've been quattroed.
I like it.
Any more than three, it just is too much because there's not enough.
It's just a lot.
Two hands, a mouth.
Yeah, and somebody can go out for lube.
There are three.
Lube.
There's a girl and three guys.
Yeah,
and
you got a hole for everybody
there. Three is my max. There's like three guys is my max.
Exactly. But yeah, we cover the whole. It's there's a golden retriever hockey player. There's a bossy billionaire and a cinnamon roll single dad.
The single dad, he's great. The single dad in that book is great. I really liked him. Krista, what's your new release?
Mine is The Birthday Card Boyfriend, and it is, I have a lot of like neurodiverse heroes, but he is my first one where he is truly on the spectrum. So I went there with this book, and I love that I went there.
It was great.
Small town. I have a son on the spectrum, and I taught many years, so I felt real good going into this. So small town, steamy, save the town, you know,
I love that town.
Becomes more. I do too. we have to get some Colorado Becky's favorites into this town. We'll get there.
There's some people that we haven't seen yet.
Yeah, the baseball card boyfriend should have some.
Oh, he could play in Denver.
Oh, well, he just got hurt. He played. Oh, yeah.
It's a whole thing. No, yeah. Missing is the guy with the gummy bears from Vixen.
He makes it into all sorts of books.
I love him.
He was in Heartthrob.
He was in Heartthrob.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he could come on.
He's a hoot. It's like if Shaggy was a side character in a romance novel, it's this guy. I mean,
he kind of acts like Shaggy too.
He does kind of act like Shaggy. He kind of makes his rounds. He's like an El Chapo or something.
He's like a troubadour, but with gummies. Not music.
A troubadour. Leah, what's your book of the week, Leah?
Okay, well, since you stole my book of the week, I'll let you keep it. But mine was
have the same book of the week.
No, because this other one was really good too. Mine was Exposed by Bryn Asher. It is book three of her new series. It's fake wedding, like fake relationship, age gap. He does lie to her at first, but don't worry. He tells her like within the first two chapters that he's lying to her, and she does not take it lying down. But it's a delight. And like the sarcasm in these heroes that she writes is like on point. And she has a Knight Rider reference and a like Crockett and Tubbs like reference.
Okay, Knight Rider, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. My book of the week is Ruthless Little Games by Lane Hart. So good. It is coming out later this month. This is book two in the Sin City Mafia series.
But she's not done with it yet, people.
No, this book one was like the kinkiest slow burn I'd ever read. Like it was a Four Chili Pepper book.
It
didn't pop until 68%. It was such
a fully pop. Like they did other things.
They did other things, but
they did all the things.
I can't take slow burn anymore, you guys.
Oh no, this one you can do because honestly, like slow burns are not usually our forte.
Yeah, and Lane Hart, this series, these guys are assholes.
It's delightful.
It's delightful.
I love how we can talk about, they're such jerks.
They're such creeps. All the red flags,
but green flags in romance.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Like, my red flags in romance are not my red flags in my life.
Oh, Lord.
Because I don't think I have red flags in my romance books.
I do.
But I totally
cinnamon
have
rolls.
But you sometimes still read them.
But I do read them. I do like them. I mean,
Torin was more of a cinnamon roll.
He was. I actually told Aaron that when I beta read it. I was like,
he's a cinnamon roll, but not a bad one.
But not a.
It describes
he was an edible cinnamon roll.
Not a stupid one. He wasn't stupid.
That's the thing. A lot of times they're stupid.
Is
that the thing? I don't see that. Okay.
Yeah.
I hesitate to use the term now, though, after Becky.
Cinnamon roll?
Yeah.
I really, so I will say, I have come to find out, while cinnamon roll heroes do annoy me, I love a good golden retriever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, he's a good boy. I love him. He's a good boy. Or a frat boy puppy that's like, just like, not quite sure, kind of needs a little bit of a keeper. Like, it's the guy version of a damsel in distress. Like, dude, I'm not sure how you put your pants on, but you are adorable and I love you.
But you're adorable. Yeah.
He supports her. So,
that's the thing, right?
Yeah. Like, when you feel like you have to mom the character a little bit, but you also want to do naughty things to him, it's that kind of vibe.
Yeah. And then when he's good at the naughty things, he can't screw in a light bulb, but.
This is true.
But he knows where things get turned on.
But he knows the other things.
Yep. Yeah. He knows where the switch is.
And he uses lube.
Which shows he cares. Okay, Patreon update. Celebrating 1 year in the Hive is Amber, Sue R, and Maya. And celebrating 3 years in the Hive is Holly and Hannah. Thank you so much for supporting Buzzing About Romance. We could not do this each week without you guys as our amazing patrons. Mark your calendars for April 10th, because that's when our next batch of swag packs will be heading out to the world. This month, we're thrilled to announce that the amazing Helena Hunting and Kaylee Ryan will be sponsoring our April swag packs. Romance enthusiasts, gets ready for a treat. Inside each swag pack, you'll find an assortment of surprises, from romance-themed stickers to mood reader cards handpicked to ignite your love for the love stories. And the best part, we're shipping these worldwide. No one misses out on the love. But wait. There's more.
Wait, there's more.
Joining our Patreon community unlocks a world of perks, including exclusive episodes and access to the enchanting Buzzing Book Club. It's a romance adventure that never ends. Stay up to date on all our events and gatherings by subscribing to our newsletter for the latest updates. And we have been sending those out once a week. We are on it for the newsletters.
Wow.
Check out our event calendar at bookcaseandcoffee.com/events for happy hours to IG lives and book clubs. There's always something exciting happening in our community, and don't hesitate to embark on the enchanting romance journey with us and become a valued member of our Patreon family today. Here's to the magic of romance and all things delightful. Cheers. Aww.
Yay.
Okay.
Yay.
Here's my,
you guys have so much going on. It's amazing.
You know, we love it, and I feel like we've scaled back so much.
We have.
We don't nearly do what we used to do, but...
It's impressive.
Well, thank you.
It is impressive.
We love it. We love it, and it really, I think for each of us that are co-hosts, the different stuff we do, the book discussions, the book clubs, it really, and the IG lives and happy hours with authors, it feeds our souls. Like, you know, engaging with the authors and learning about their writing process and who they are as authors, it just excites you to go read their books, but also, like, you realize, okay, there are humans behind these, and, like, it's amazing, and we need to build them up. I don't know.
You do the same for us, though, because when I feel, because I mean, we're alone. We spend so much time alone, and to get like an email from someone to talk to you guys, to
it's very fun.
That's what feeds us. So
yeah,
and well, you guys, I can tell how much you guys love what you do. It's very obvious.
We've also made some really great friends.
Yeah,
this way too, and it's not people that we would have ever met any other way.
We have a really great community, and that's something that I'm really most proud of. Like. Yeah. This community that we've built, because, you know, people are going through things, or we have some things, everybody's life experiences. And it's just nice to know you always have that friend there, just that text away that can help you. You might not get to see them every day, but, you know, they're there.
You know, they care. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And what's going on, they'll care about it. So that's
absolutely
cool.
So. As we conclude this evening and wrap up another captivating episode of Buzzing About Romance, we want to extend our heartfelt gratitude to our incredible guest, Krista Sandor and Aaron Nicholas, for sharing their insights and passions for romance and just hanging out with us.
All the other crazy stuff
we talked about a lot. We hope you, our cherished listeners, have enjoyed diving into the dynamic world of romance fiction with us today. Remember, the journey of love and storytelling never truly ends, so stay tuned for more exciting episodes where we will continue to explore the magic of romance in all of its forms. Don't forget to subscribe to Buzzing About Romance wherever you listen to podcasts, and be sure to leave us a review to let us know your thoughts. Until next time, keep spreading love and happy reading. And stay fabulous, stay flirty, and keep buzzing about romance. Woo! Until next time, everybody.
Happy reading, everybody.
Find us on Instagram at Buzzing About Romance or on Twitter at Buzzing Romance. If you like the podcast, please leave a review. If you'd like to support us directly, join the Bookcase and Coffee Patreon and receive exclusive content only available to Patreon members. Check out bookcaseandcoffee.com for our on-the-shelf show notes.